This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Linebacker, defensive end, and pass rusher for the Miami Dolphins. Bradley, good morning. How you doing, Bradley?
Good morning, man. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And before we get into everything, I appreciate you joining us here early in the morning. You get a little lift in for me? Did you get you pump a
yeah,
few weights?
Got a quick little pump in, man. Starting the day off strong. There, you know, we got practice today, so you know you have to start it off right.
I like that. You guys up early lifting weights. So first of all, I got to ask you, man. You sat out all of last year, and I know late in the year there was all this discussion. We are all going back and forth. I hope he doesn't come back and play. Let's just get ready for the following year. Meanwhile, you had to go through it. When did you feel like you were 100%? I'm always curious when you started to feel like, all right, I'm back to myself.
Honestly, man, probably like OTAs this year. Like, you know, you at the end of the season, I felt pretty good. I felt good. I was moving around good. But, you know, you coming off a major injury like that, it's like, oh, how am I really going to feel when things get real, when bullets start flying, you know? And, you know, when those game reps, those continuous reps. So, like, I felt good, but we didn't know if I felt good enough to fully go out there and be my best for this team. So, and then throughout the whole, you know, off-season program, you know, you feel good working out. But, like I said, it's not those real game-like reps. So, when we got into OTAs, I was still kind of, teetering the line a little bit, but then, you know, just getting those reps in, building that confidence on it, and that's when I started to finally feel like 100.
Well, you've gotten off to a great start at camp. Matter of fact, I got to tell you, sitting up there watching, everybody enjoys like, okay, hey, Bradley Chubb's getting ready to go against Patrick Paul. There they go again. That's become kind of the theme. How much fun has that been and for you to get your confidence early in this camp? Get it back.
Now, it's been great, man. It's been great going against Patrick, man. He's a great young talent. He's only in year two, but he has the presence of a vet out there, man. His size, his strength. You know, it's frustrating at times when you're like, man, I should be, you know, beating this guy more. But when you take a look back at it, man, I feel like he's going to be one of the better pass protectors in this league. So it's been a good, fun challenge going against him, and we're just making each other better.
You know, I've been shocked on how quickly – I mean, he is the part. When they decide, like, what offensive tackle should look like, long arms, big, that can move like that, he's the guy, isn't he? That's what a guy 100%. Looks like. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. That's the prototype right there, man. I tell him every day, man, you're going to be a guy. You're going to be that guy. And, you know, he moves with that confidence. So it's beautiful to see, man. Like I said, it's fun going against him each and every day.
Bradley, it's not a shot at anybody else on the team, but it looks like the strength of this team is at front seven. And I say that not only front guys, but even some of the key guys that are backing up or will rotate in with you guys. It just looks like it's got a chance to be a really special group.
Yeah, man, we're excited about it. And, you know, especially in our outside linebacker room, man, we always talk about, you know, wanting to set the tone for the team. And the D-line is the same way. The linebackers are the same way. Everybody moves in that same kind of mindset in that front seven, man. And then the offensive line, man, we're going against them each and every day. Makes us better. And they got a couple new pieces over there. But the way that they're gelling together, man, has been beautiful to see. So I feel like on any team, it all starts in the trenches. And we take full pride in that. And try to go out there each and every day and set the tone.
Hey, Bradley, I'm curious. You were around to watch it up close last year. Chop got kind of off to a slow start, and then second half of the season, I don't know if they moved him out wide. There's got to be more than just that, but he just all of a sudden he started making a lot of plays and a lot of pressures, a lot of hits on the quarterback, some sacks. And what happened to Chop where the light all of a sudden, especially in that second half, what happened?
He woke up, man. He just got I tease him all the time. I used to call him I'm not going to say his first name because he don't, you know, want people to know it. But I used to call him his first name. And I said, I'm not going to call you Chop until you get your first sack, man. And then, you know, after he got Josh Allen down, I started calling him Chop. And we just, you know, over that time, I was bored myself. So I used that time to kind of be a light and to all the guys, whoever I could help. And Chop was one of those guys that we just sat down and just watched games together, watched how other people go about a game and got the pressure of, oh, I got to make a play every play out of his head, because we watching Max Crosby, we watching Jonathan Grenard. Like, these guys make big plays, but they're not like, every play is not like a big play. You know what I mean? And it's just got it in his head of going through the process of going through a game and taking it and making the plays that come to you. And I feel like once he got settled in and that and got comfortable with that, his talent just came to shine.
Bradley, you're probably aware of this stuff, and if you are, just thanks for putting up with me here. But, you know, the media is really focused on the young inexperience of the cornerback position. And yesterday, Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator, said, I'll tell you what's going to help those corners. Those guys up front, that front seven will help them a lot. You feel that way, too? It all kind of works together?
Yeah, 100%. It's a tale as old as time. It works together. The rushing coverage works together in every way possible. And honestly, man, those guys, like, they get a lot of slack because nobody has really been talking about them in terms of, like, production, because they, you know, they're young. They haven't played. But when you go out there on the practice field and you see the grit that they play with, the hard work that they come in each and every day with, like, the focus they have, I don't have any hesitation about what type of guys we're going to have on that back end. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, they're not getting the notoriety because, like I said, they just haven't had those reps yet. But I feel like when they get out there, it's going to prove a lot of people wrong.
So, you knew Vic Fangio better than anybody. You had him in Denver. You had him here. So, you knew what to expect. He goes to Philadelphia, but Anthony Weaver comes in. Damn, I did not know he was going to be this good as a defensive coordinator. What's the biggest difference you've seen between Vic and Anthony as two of the better defensive coordinators in the league?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would say, you know, Vic's scheme and how he approached it was, you know, he's his own man. He had success doing that, and obviously they went and won the Super Bowl with that defense. So, you know, the scheme works. You know, all that stuff works. I would just say the inter, like, personal player relationship was a little different. You know, Vic is more of a like the system, the scheme, and that's what it is. And Coach Weaver, you know, just sit down and talk to you for a little bit. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And kind of see where your headspace is at and all that. So that's the main difference. But, you know, NFL, man, you got to be ready for all type of things, man. And I enjoyed both my time with Vic, and I'm enjoying my time with Coach Weaver now.
You know, I should have talked to you last year when you and I were talking, or when Vic was here. I wish you would have told me he doesn't like small talk, and because I yap a lot, and I tried it at the hotel. I was trying to bond, and I realized he didn't want anything to do with it. I wish you would have been there going, Joe, I could have warned you, don't make small talk.
That's what I pretty much said. That's the difference, man. Vic just doesn't like small talk. Coach Weaver can sit there and talk to you for a little bit, but Vic just doesn't like small talk. It's all ball.
We had fun. You know, Kim Bocamper. Bo decided we're getting ready. It was around Christmas, and he decided he's gonna go over and talk about Christmas before the Kansas City Chiefs game, or about missing Christmas.
I know that didn't go well.
Yeah, that did not go well. He was zoned in on that game plan. Let's just say that. Oh, we got a good laugh, man. But I know what you're talking about. I thought it was, hey, listen, the guy's a hell of a coach. But Anthony Weaver got some personality, man. He is great, and being able to talk to him, he just looks like – I enjoy listening to him talk about the whole defense and all the things that you guys are going to be able to do. You see a lot of blitzing with – I mean, he'll do whatever it calls for. You see this team blitzing, or do you see it getting enough pressure with just the guys you have?
I feel like Coach Weaver is a very calculated man when it comes to how he calls the defense. So if he feels like we might need to heat it up a little bit at a time, I feel like he watches so much. He knows the flow of the game so well that he knows how to time it up. But I feel like consistently, man, I feel like this front seven could get it done. And we had that confidence in ourselves, and he has that confidence in us as well. But, you know, sometimes you might need that little extra pressure just to when the offense isn't expecting it.
Hey, so the practices, again, I don't know, and if I'm wrong, don't be afraid to tell me you're wrong. They seem more physical, like you guys more 11-on-11 getting after it pretty good. You feel that way this year?
That's 100% the case, man. I feel like – in the past, you know, we've had, you know, obviously training camp practices always go, but it had been more separate time or, you know, just kind of individual time or, like, you know, just defensive time. But, yeah, not like this year. I feel like we're a lot hands-on with the 11-on-11, getting those reps, which I love, man, being out of football for a year. Just those reps are valuable. So it's been a great camp. You know, guys are tired. Guys are moving along, but it's so cool to see how this team just bounces back each and every day, and I feel like the practices get more intense each and every day because everybody's out there hungry.
The culture and the leadership, man, has been noticed. I wasn't around during mini camps and OTAs, but I've noticed from all you guys, including yourself, you feel it too. There's a lot of leaders out there, more guys taking their groups and going, this is the way we're going to do it, and everybody's kind of following along.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it's the most buy-in we've had from all around. You know, guys are, you know, just fed up with the outside noise, with the losing, with the, you know, being so close but not getting fully where we at. And that all starts with the little things. So I feel like this offseason and even this training camp, man, just guys are just laser focused on the small details and the, you know, just the little things that hold you back as a team. We're focused on not having that hold us back. And, you know, it could go one way or the other, but we're going to continue to focus on those things and make sure we're moving along as a unit.
Hey, Minka Fitzpatrick has already made a couple plays in practice, and I'm like, damn, boy, this is nice to see, whether you're backed up or in the middle of field, some of the plays he's making. That's a nice piece to add to that secondary, especially with the way he has played over the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, man, it's very exciting, man, having them back there. And it's just instilling confidence in those young guys we got back there as well, you know, playing with a guy like that, playing with an all-pro who's done it at the highest level, who's seen a little bit of everything. So it's going to be good for us. That, like you said, that rushing coverage is going to work together, and when you got a guy like that holding down the back end, it's going to be fun.
All right, and yesterday, man, day off, and there you are at the Boys and Girls Club, back to school. Do you do that every year? That is awesome.
It's actually my first year, man. Seen some guys around the league do it every now and then, and I told my team and my mom that and my father that I feel like this is our time to do it in Miami. You know, because you want kids to have that confidence going into school, and with the haircuts, with the school supplies, not feeling like they're lacking anything. So it was important for us to make that happen, and I'm glad we were able to do it.
I'm with you, man. I think it just means a lot to those kids to see you and to going out there and doing that on your off time. It's great stuff, Bradley. Hey, man, I can't thank you enough for coming on, man. It was great, and I can't wait. It's always fun to talk to you. Always so positive about everything, and keep everybody healthy, and let's get off to a good start against the Colts. So thank you, bud.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right. Bradley Chubb joining us here this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.